You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Banking system liquidity has dropped to under rupees 50,000 crore on a daily average basis amid dollar sales by the Reserve Bank of India to shore up the rupee. Tax outflows, a slack in government spending, and slower deposit growth relative to credit growth. The net liquidity absorbed by the central bank as on July 27th stood at rupees 49,245.52 crore as per data available on its website, down from rupees 2.16 trillion as on June 27th. Banks parked rupees 51,810 crore under the standing deposit facility on Wednesday. Market participants said that the RBI has intervened by conducting a three-day rupees 50,000 crore variable rate repo auction on Wednesday to ease the liquidity tightness. Saugata Bhattacharya, chief economist, Axis Bank, said that the RBI has made transactions worth almost $1 billion a day during the last 10 days in forex interventions. He said what has contributed to the sudden tightening of liquidity, which necessitated a VRR auction on Wednesday, and there may be more coming, is that government spending has not increased. Central government balances with the RBI are estimated at rupees 4.5 trillion. Meanwhile, sources told FE that the finance ministry has directed state-run banks to undertake a third-party survey for a reality check on benefits accrued to customers due to various reforms, measures undertaken by them over the past 4 years. Public sector banks have also been asked to develop business models in keeping with the requirements of the Gen Next customers. Last month, the ministry also asked PSBs to put in place a collaborative mechanism for preventing frauds, bolstering cybersecurity mechanisms, and upgrading technology infrastructure, one of the sources added. Already, large PSBs have been directed to submit reports on the impact of the amalgamations that they went through in recent years. The share of state-run banks in total loans and advances dropped from almost 71% in FY16 to about 59% in financial year 21. In an update on the 5G auction, which will continue for the fourth day today, saw telecom operators fighting for a slice in a small circle on Thursday. It wasn't a battle for 5G spectrum bands in metros or Category A circles. Rather, there was an intense competition for 4G spectrum in the 1,800 MHz band, that too in a B category circle of Uttar Pradesh East. Seen from the point of increase in bid value, there's been hardly any change in the last 2 days of auction. On Wednesday, total bids worth rupees 1,49,454 crore were received, and on Thursday it moved to rupees 1,49,623 crore, a mere increase of rupees 169 crore. While bidding in the other bands has remained stagnant, it's the 1,800 MHz band in UP East which witnessed an increase in the last 3 days, with outflows at rupees 983 crore, rupees 1,058 crore, and rupees 1,227 crore respectively. Moving on, with inflation running high and households cutting down their discretionary spend, consumers have made more trips to shops in the year ended April 2022 compared with 2020, but have purchased less in terms of grammage. According to a study by data consultancy firm Kantar, in the year to April, customers made 142 trips to stores on an average compared with 135 during 2020. However, they purchased 966 grams per trip during the year to April against 1,033 grams in 2020. While FMCG volumes have been under stress for the past year, according to the Kantar study, premium brands and segments like coffee, tea, snacks, biscuits or cookies, face moisturizers, sanitary napkins, toothpaste, hair oils, edible oils, dishwash, washing powder and detergents have seen less stress compared with mass or mid-segment products. This segment continues to grow across sectors in the current year, albeit slower when compared with last year. In another development, the Reserve Bank of India on Thursday released guidelines to ease the transition to new norms on card-on-file tokenization and licensing of payment aggregators in two separate notifications, while reiterating that with effect from October 1st, no entity in the card transaction chain other than card issuers and card networks shall store COF data. The central bank notified two interim measures. Other than the card issuer and the card network, the merchant or its PA involved in settlement can save the COF data for a maximum period of 4 days after the transaction date or till the settlement date, whichever is earlier. This data shall be used only for settlement of such transactions and must be purged thereafter, the RBI said. And lastly, the stock market is expected to open in green as trends in the SGX Nifty indicate a gap-up opening for the broader index in India with a gain of 195 points. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.